Enoch. I've never preached a message on Enoch. I bet most people in this room hadn't heard a message on Enoch. I'm talking about a whole message on Enoch. We usually throw in Enoch a little where, a little bit here, a little bit there, but don't give Enoch the whole thing. So we're going to look at Enoch today. A testimony translated. Can you say that with me? A testimony translated. And I know that's weird, but you're going to understand why we say this in a little bit. A testimony translated. A testimony translated. Let's look at Enoch today. Crazy scripture. There are only about six verses, a little bit, maybe a couple more, but you're stretching it. About six verses in the Bible that mention Enoch. And we're going to preach a message on it today. Alright? He's mentioned a couple of times in Genesis 5, a couple of times in Hebrews 11, and a couple in Jude. You might see him showing up in a genealogy here or there, name mentioned here or there, but this is pretty much, if you're going to find something about Enoch, it's going to be Genesis 5, Hebrews 11, or the little book of Jude, which is the last book. Interesting. You mean he's in that book? The last little old book right before the book of Revelation. Book on prophecy. Yeah. So let's do some off-roading. There he is. He's got his feet. He's walking through the creek. So, amen, we're getting off-road, taking the Jeep. We're going to go learn about this fellow today. Enoch, a testimony. Help me. Y'all see dead on me at one time. A testimony translated. You people up in the dark, do not go to sleep up there. You can always move down. Okay, help me here. A testimony translated. Here we go. Let's look at the message today. Enoch was the seventh from Adam. Now, we're going way back. I mean, if you're going that far back, that's a long way. How do I know he's the seventh from Adam? I didn't just make it up. Jude 1:14. And Enoch also, say it with me, the seventh from, see, told you. Amen? The seventh from Adam. Let's learn a little bit more about him. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man in the likeness of God, made he him, male and female, created he them. And by the way, I still believe that. I believe God created the heavens and the earth. I believe God created everything that is. I believe God created male and female. And the more science catches up with the Bible, the more science confirms that God did create us. He did create that universe. We have a DNA. We're all individually, uniquely made. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. Where did I get that line from? Psalm 119. That's who we are. That's how He created Adam and Eve. He blessed them. He called their name Adam in the day when they were created. And then we go on and we see, where did Enoch come? Not far behind. Jared lived 162 years and he begat who? There he is, Enoch. And Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years and begat sons and daughters. And don't let those years things fool with you or mess with you. The Bible tells you people live that long. I believe the Bible before I believe you. Excuse me, hello? And you should believe the Bible before you believe me. Amen? I'm telling you that right now. And we could get into why that was. And excellent arguments made why people lived long lives back then. But I don't have time this morning. But that's what happened. And Enoch lived 65 years, and he begat somebody that lived a long time. Methuselah. Remember him? Oldest man in the Bible. Did you know Enoch was his daddy? Say, yeah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years. And he begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. I mean, he could have had a long life. He only had 365 years. But Methuselah lived 900 and something years. It's crazy. Say verse 24 with me. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. How many would say, Pastor, that's the verse I remember in the Bible about Enoch? Can I see your hands if that's the one? You might not know much, but you sort of got that one down a little bit. We all going to get it. Here we go. Let's learn it together. Come on. Y'all wake up. Slap somebody if they're even leaning. Here we go. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. One more time. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God. Come on, one more time. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God. How many feel like you can do it now without the screen? Hide the screen. Here we go. Y'all ready? And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God. One more time. And Enoch walked with God, and he was, for God. Let's talk about that right there. Enoch walked with God. Say that with me. Come on. Enoch walked with God. We don't know a lot about him, but we know something. It was mentioned twice in that Genesis passage. He walked with God. Then it was mentioned again. He walked with God. What does that mean, he walked with God? It means this was his testimony. That was his testimony. Oh, you know Enoch? Oh, yeah, he's that guy that walks with God. Yeah. Got it? What was that? He walked with God. Was that mean like, what y'all be doing? What? It's his testimony. Enoch walked with God. This was his testimony. How do I know? I know because it makes common sense, but sometimes I need a little help. Hebrews tells me this. Chapter 11, verse 5. By faith who? Enoch. He was translated that he should not see death. And he was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he, help me, had this, that he pleased God. So what does it mean Enoch walked with God? It means that was his testimony. Got it? And interesting, my wife's favorite verse in the Bible is verse 6. And I don't even think when I asked you the other day that you even remembered Enoch was right before verse 6. Verse 6. Look at it. I expect her to know everything about the Bible. Here we go. But without faith, it's impossible to what? One more time. Without faith, it's impossible to... It said Enoch pleased God. This was his testimony. And it says, without faith, you can't please who? For he that comes to God must what? Believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of those that what? Diligently seek him. So Enoch he walked with God. That was his testimony. And his testimony was this. Say it with me. Enoch pleased God. How about you? That was Enoch's testimony. I walk with God, he said. What's that mean, Mr. Enoch? I'm pleasing to God. Does that mean I'm better than everybody? Oh, no. Uh-uh. Let's learn a little bit. And we're going to see it. We're going to get into this a little bit more. So his testimony, he walked with God, was his testimony, he pleased God. Amen? And we can see already he pleased God by his faith. And we're going to get into that a little bit. Second thing we see is Enoch was what? Not. And a lot of people go, what was that? He was not what? How many thought that? Enoch was not. Not what? Enoch walked with God. He was not. Not what? Don't you feel that way when you read the Bible? Talk to me here. So Enoch walked with God and Enoch was not. What does that mean? This was his translation. And we're going to talk about that. Don't get lost on me. So he walked with God. That was his what? Testimony. He was not. This was his what? Translation. By faith, Enoch was what? That he should not see death. And he was not found because God what? What does that mean, translated? Like, did he turn him into Spanish? I mean, what is that? Amen? Here's what it means. Enoch did not, help me now, die. Come on, church. Enoch did not die. That's what it means. He was translated. God supernaturally took him. Because it says, Enoch walked with God and was not, for God what? Took him. Amen? Here we go. So this was his translation. What does that mean? It means God took him. It means he translated him. What does that mean? It means he wrapped raptured him. Have you ever heard of something like the rapture in the Bible? Have you heard of something like this happening? He caught him up to be with him. Can you imagine walking with God, pleasing God, having faith in God? And God says, you believe in me. Come on up here with me. I know you believe in me. Come on up here with me. Isn't that sort of what the Bible says is going to happen to us? Say, yes or no? Amen? How many believe, because you believe in Jesus Christ, one day, yeah, you're going to die a death on this earth, but you have the confidence in your heart that you're going to be going up there to be with Jesus Christ. You're going to see Him. See there? That's what it's all about, man. Enoch, the seventh from Adam, way back in the Bible. What you and I believe today and we're looking forward to today, this man experienced it firsthand. It's incredible. Keep looking. Now let's do a little review. Enoch's testimony was what? Okay? That he what? Help me, church. That he pleased God. That was his testimony. Okay? How did he please God? How did Enoch please God? He pleased him by what? And we need to talk about this a little bit. He pleased him by faith. He had a testimony translated. Alright? And we're going to see that more and more. Enoch's faith. Let's look at his faith. Jude 1:14. He's mentioned three places in your Bible. Genesis 5, Hebrews 11, Jude, verse 14 and following. And a couple other little spots, but it's the main thing. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied. The little book of Jude is about apostasy and judgment and things to come right before the book of Revelation. And he includes this guy in his little small book. Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000 of His saints. That sounds like something would have been said in the New Testament, doesn't it? Say, are you telling me Enoch was only seventh from Adam? I mean, things are just getting going. And this guy's already talking about God coming with 10,000 of His saints? He said He's coming to execute judgment upon all. This is Enoch. And to convince all that are ungodly among them all of their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against Him. Wow! That's incredible. How many knew Enoch talked like that? There's actually a book called the Book of Enoch. It's not in your Bible. But many Jewish scholars, I haven't done this, many Jewish scholars have looked at the Book of Enoch and have even said, if another book would have made it into the Bible, most likely would have been the Book of Enoch. There was a Book of Enoch where he prophesied, wrote down sayings that God gave him. How do I know that? Because that's what Jude was quoting. Y'all listening, say, Jude lived a long time after Enoch. And he's actually quoting Enoch. He prophesied about God coming again. Let's see what Enoch's faith was. I mean, if Enoch walked with God, if Enoch pleased God, if Enoch believed in God, I want to have that. If Enoch was walking with God one day and God took him, I want to know what he believed, because that's what I want to happen to me. Amen? So what did he believe? His faith, he believed God personally. He believed God personally. Do you believe God that way, personally? Or is he just Gary's God? Only that Gary Clark's God. Huh? Is he your God? Say, is Jesus your personal Savior? Do you believe in Jesus Christ personally? You are my God. Oh, I believe in the church, or I believe in this, or I believe... Hush! Do you believe in Jesus Christ personally? Well, my mama did, my grandma... Be quiet! Listen, do you believe in Jesus Christ yourself? He believed God was coming again with His saints. Much of the church today would not believe that. Is it taught in the Bible that Jesus is coming again with His saints? Yes or no? Yes! You don't believe that Jesus is coming again stuff, do you? Absolutely. Enoch did. Hello. Amen? It's taught all through the Word of God. That's what he believed. And you know what God said? I like that. I like that. He believes in me personally. And you know what? He believes in hard sayings. Like I'm coming again one day. He believes I'm going to do it. I think God goes, Good. Good job. Look at what the New Testament says. 1 Thessalonians 4. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those which are asleep, those who have died, that you sorrow not as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, so even so them also which sleep or have died in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or precede them which are asleep or who have died. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be what? Caught up. There's our word. Took Him. Translated. Together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. So what did... Let's help me. I know I'm, I seem like I'm boring you. Help me. Number one, he believed in God personally. Number two, he believed God was coming again with His saints. Do you believe that? Are you with Enoch so far? Say. Number three, what did Enoch believe? He believed God would judge the ungodly. So much of the church today, so much of people out there, you don't believe in that God and that judgment and that hell stuff, do you? You don't believe all that, do you? I do. Why? It's in the Word of God. A God of love, how many of you ever heard this? A God of love wouldn't send anybody to hell. How many of you ever heard that? Say. Amen? We make up God the way we want God to be, and somehow we think we want, God's going to stamp His approval on what we believe. He ain't going to do that. This is the way walk you in it. This is what I say. This is my word. Do you believe it or not? We can't make stuff up. God is coming, and He is going to judge the ungodly. Enoch believed it. Jude. He said, these are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust. Their mouth speaks great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But beloved, remember you the words which were spoken before the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jude writing. Pop it. Oh, I'm sorry. How that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, last days, who should walk after their ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit. Judgment's coming. Peter, Acts 10, and he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it's He which was ordained of God to be the what? Judge of the what? Quick and the dead. The book of Revelation, chapter 20. Do you believe God's going to judge the ungodly? Enoch did. The Bible teaches it. Last book in the Bible, look at it. And I saw a great white throne and Him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell were delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the what kind of death? Second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of what? Fire. Question is this. What did Enoch believe? Well, he walked with God. That means it was his testimony. That means, according to Hebrews, he pleased God. What does it take to please God? Faith. What is faith? It's believing in God. What did Enoch believe about God? He believed, number one, in Him personally. Number two, he believed He's coming again with thousands of His saints. Three, he believed He would judge the ungodly. How are you and Enoch doing today? You and Enoch on the same page or not? Say. Enoch's testimony. He pleased God. How? By His what? We try to measure up. God's not asking you to measure up. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're all in bad shape. Amen? How can I please God? He says, believe in Me. Believe in Me. And that's what Enoch did. He believed God personally. He believed God was coming again. And he believed God was going to judge the ungodly. That's what Enoch believed, according to the Bible. That's what I could find. Let's keep looking. He believed it so much. According to Jude, and according to the book of Enoch, he believed it so much that he opened his mouth and told his world. Amen? And I got to think God liked that. Because God said, I like that guy. Come on up here. I mean, that's some serious like. Amen?
He opened his mouth.
How do I know that? Because Jude said it. Jude said he prophesied. He preached. And his message wasn't popular. It was popular that, oh, Jesus, that God's coming again with thousands of his saints, but he's going to judge the ungodly for this. But he believed it. He spoke it. Here's the question. Pop it up. Does what you believe on the inside come out of your mouth on the outside? A testimony translated. Now see, when Enoch spoke, God understood the translation. When Enoch spoke, his world understood the translation of what he was saying. Okay? Here's my question, a little play on words here. How about your testimony translated? I'm not talking about caught up. I'm talking about when people catch your testimony. When your testimony is translated. Are they saying, heck no, the way you live your life, what you believe, you're a kook, you're a nut? Do people say that? Say, you're a crook, you don't believe the Word of God. Listen, is your testimony being translated in a positive way to your world? Are y'all getting, did I lose you or what? Amen? Is it being understood in the right way? I mean, I think people that knew Enoch knew he believed God. I think people that knew Enoch, hey, that's that crazy man down the road that believes God's coming to give it all them saints. He wasn't ashamed. He believed there was going to be judgment. Do you shy away when you get with friends or whatever? Do you shy away? Listen to me. You know, if they start saying, well, you know, there's not a place called hell and, you know, get no judgment like that. You know, I can just live like I want to live. You know, if I'm a good person, you know, I'll go to heaven. Do people know that you know deep inside of you that that's not scriptural, that's not right, that's not the Bible, and you share with them the gospel? Do you do that? Say. If you don't, I wouldn't be expecting God to just tap you on the shoulder going, whoop! That's probably not going to happen to most of us anyway, unless Jesus comes in our lifetime. Amen. If he does, praise God. If not, we're going to die. But this guy didn't die. This is incredible. Is your testimony being translated to the lost world? Can they see Jesus in you? Like him. Can it be said of you, you walk with God? You please God? And I think sometimes we say, well, I don't say that about me. I don't want to be arrogant. No. That's not what I'm talking about. Can people say you're a person of faith? Say, can they see your car leave out of your driveway on Sunday morning? Where are you going? To the high school. Why? Church. Amen? Are some of you so bold to stick a little red sticker on the back of your car and say, watch my testimony? Say, I'm not saying you're going to be perfect. Put a t-shirt on your ball hat on your head and say, look, yep, I'm a church-going, I especially love men to do this, I'm a church-going man. Got a problem with it? Say, this is what I believe. This is who I am. What else do you believe? I believe in Jesus Christ personally. What else do you believe? I believe He's coming again one day. Kidding me? Nope. You know what else I believe? I believe He's going to judge the ungodly and the lost. And if you don't get saved, brother, you're going to be one of them. Got it? Yes or no? Am I beating a dead horse this morning? Come on. Does your life speak your faith? Enoch walked with God. Man, when he was walking, his faith was talking. It was. He walked with God. Is that you? Come on. Are you pleasing God? Do you personally believe in Jesus Christ? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Have you personally put your faith in Jesus Christ? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is coming again? Or are you like this verse? Knowing this verse, that there shall come in thee last days scoffers walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Or are you one of those that says, hey, I know He ain't come back. He came the first time. He's coming again. Flat out, period. Write it down. It's happening. Do you believe that? Do you believe that Jesus Christ will judge all those who don't believe in Him? If you do, it should affect the way you live, the way you talk to folks. We read these scriptures already. There's a great white throne, Him that sat on it. from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. We said that already, but check it out. Are you pleasing God? Is this your testimony? Are you ready to be what? I mean, if Jesus Christ called your number today, you're going home with me today. Are you ready to go? Say. Are you ready? I'm not saying you want to get a busload today, but are you ready? If He calls your number, are you ready to go? Say. Can God understand your testimony? Boy, that's a big question I wrote this week. Can God understand your testimony? He can understand Enoch's testimony. He looked at him and said, you know what? He's walking with me. He's pleasing me. He has faith in me. I understand that. God doesn't understand this idea of ours that we're going to work our way to heaven. He doesn't understand that. That's stupid to Him. He doesn't understand you're going to put money in offering plate somehow buy favor with Him. He's like, that's dumb. I don't get it. You understand? Say. He don't understand it when you say stuff like this. I was christened. Huh? That's God. I believe God's going, what? I was baptized when I was a baby. I was confirmed. You know what God's going like? I think He looks at Jesus, Holy Spirit, go, did you get that? That ain't the way it is in the book. Amen? Yes or no? Can God understand your testimony? Boy, He translated old Enoch. That was fine, wasn't it? Come on up, I get it. Is God going to say that to you when you die? Come on up, I get it. Come on up, I get it. Come on up, you believe in my Son, I get it. Got it? Do you speak God's language, the language of faith? Are you still hooked up on church stuff? You still hooked up on, I do this, I do that? Do you speak God's language? Because if you're doing that, He don't understand that other mess you're talking about. He speaks faith. Enoch walked with God. That was his testimony. God took him. That was his translation. Would you say that with me? I will not die the second death. It's appointed unto man once to die, Hebrews 9:27, after this the judgment. You're all going to die. Unless Jesus Christ comes again right now, or soon, before you kick the bucket, you're going to die. I mean, you can hold out old hope like here, like God will tap you on the shoulder and pull you up like Enoch. Only a couple of times that happened in the Bible. Amen? One day He is coming again. You might be alive at the time. I hope I am. But the Bible teaches it's appointed a man wants to die, and after this the judgment. Pop that saying back up there. I will not die the second death. Can you say that? You know you're going to die the first death, right? Say. Amen? Can you say to me with confidence today, Pastor Gary Clark, I will not die the second death. Can you say that? Enoch could. I will not die the second death. The second death is when people are judged and they're cast into the lake of fire. Is that you? Are you going to be cast in the lake of fire? Can you say with confidence today, I will not die the second death? It ain't happening. I'm dumb, but I ain't that dumb. Amen? Come on. Ain't happening. Can you say that with confidence? I will not die the second death. Do you have faith in Jesus Christ today? Do you have faith in Jesus Christ? And I want you to really listen now. Why don't we let Enoch's life and his little message, why don't we just let it do what it needs to do in us today? Listen to us. Look, come on. Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for Him shall He appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. If you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Do you have faith in Christ? We've seen and do testify that the Father sent the Savior to confess that Jesus is the Son of God. God dwells in Him and He in God. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. That believes not, God hath made him a liar, because he believed not the record that God gave of His Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His who? Son. Is that you? Can you say, I'm in Him and Jesus is in me? He that has the Son has what? And he that has not the Son of God has not what? Life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you might know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Do you know Jesus Christ personally today? Do you know Him personally? You should know Him personally. You're not going to be with God if you don't. What's the translation of your testimony? If you died today, do you know that you would immediately go into the presence, the loving presence of God? Can you say that with me, church? Can you say, yes, Pastor, I can do that? I don't want to leave you here. I don't want you to go to hell. Amen? Can you say that? If you're still saying, well, I'm a good person, or I went to church, or can I get you to hush? And let's talk a language God understands. Faith. You believe in Him.